Trinity Lutheran Church here in Hoyleton, Illinois. I'm Pastor Nate Wallenberg, and we are gathered here today to remember the life of our dear brother in Christ, Ronnie Jolliffe, who was a beloved husband and father and grandfather, and certainly a friend to many in our community and a beloved member of this congregation as well. And as we gather here today, we gather as Christians who have hope and joy even on a day like this. We know that Christ has defeated death, and because we belong to Christ, we will see Ronnie again, and death does not have the final answer. And so today's service is going to be a joyful one and a hopeful one as we await the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Everything that you'll need for the order of service is printed on this bulletin. Hopefully you've all received one. However, you will also need the burgundy-colored hymnal in front of you, and that's where you'll find the words to the hymns. And so at this time, I'll invite you to turn to our opening hymn, which is number 457, Jesus Christ is Risen Today, and you may be seated.
Thank you.
baptism, Ronnie was clothed with the robe of Christ's righteousness that covered all his sin. St. Paul says, "Do you not know that all of us who have been baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? We were buried, therefore, with him by baptism into death, in order that, just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, we too might walk in newness of life. For if we have been united with him in a death like his, we shall certainly be united with him in a resurrection like his." And now our service continues with us reciting together the 23rd Psalm. "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Lord, have mercy upon us. Christ, have mercy upon us. Lord, have mercy upon us. The Lord be with you. Let us pray. O God of grace and mercy, we give thanks for your loving kindness shown to Ronnie and to all your servants, who, having finished their course in faith, now rest from their labors. Grant that we also may be faithful unto death and receive the crown of eternal life. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. You may be seated for the reading of God's Word. Our first reading today comes to us from the book of St. John's Revelation, both chapters 21 and 22. "Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away, and the sea was no more. And I saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, 'Behold, the dwelling place of God is with man. He will dwell with them, and they will be his people, and God himself will be with them as their God. He will wipe away every tear from their eyes, and death shall be no more. Neither shall there be mourning, nor crying, nor pain any more, for the former things have passed away.' And he who was seated on the throne said, 'Behold, I am making all things new.' Also he said, 'Write this down, for these words are trustworthy and true.' And he said to me, 'It is done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. To the thirsty I will give from the spring of the water of life without payment. The one who conquers will have this heritage, and I will be his God, and he will be my son. Then the angel showed me the river of the water of life, bright as crystal, flowing from the throne of God and of the Lamb through the middle of the street of the city. Also on either side of the river, the tree of life with its 12 kinds of fruit, yielding its fruit each month. The leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nations. No longer will there be anything accursed, but the throne of God the Lamb will be in it, and his servants will worship him. They will see his face, and his name will be on their foreheads, and night will be no more. They will need no light of lamp or sun, for the Lord God will be their light, and they will reign forever and ever. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Our epistle reading today is from St. Paul's letter to the Romans, chapters 8 and 14. Paul writes, "The Spirit helps us in our weakness, for we do not know what to pray for as we ought. But the Spirit himself intercedes for us with groanings too deep for words. And he who searches hearts knows what is the mind of the Spirit, because the Spirit intercedes for the saints according to the will of God. And we know that for those who love God, all things work together for good, for those who are called according to his purpose. For those whom he foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the image of his Son, in order that he might be the firstborn among many brothers. And those whom he predestined, he also called. And those whom he called, he also justified. And those whom he justified, he also glorified. For none of us lives to himself, and none of us dies to himself. For if we live, we live to the Lord, and if we die, we die to the Lord. So then, whether we live or whether we die, we are the Lord's. For to this end Christ died and lived again, that he might be Lord both of the dead and of the living." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Please stand. Alleluia, alleluia. Jesus Christ is the firstborn of the dead. To him be glory and power forever. Alleluia. Our Holy Gospel reading today comes from the Gospel of St. Matthew, chapter 11, beginning with verse 25. "At that time Jesus declared, 'I thank you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, that you have hidden these things from the wise and understanding and have revealed them to little children. Yes, Father, for such was your gracious will. All things have been handed over to me by my Father, and no one knows the Son except the Father, and no one knows the Father except the Son, and anyone to whom the Son chooses to reveal him. Come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light.' This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God." And now, having heard God's word, we join together in speaking the words of our faith, the words that Ronnie shared with us many times. We'll do so using the words of the Apostles' Creed. We confess together, "I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen." You may be seated. Our next hymn is based on the 23rd Psalm. It's number 710, "Lord's My Shepherd, I'll Not Want." Thank you. friends of Ronnie Jolliffe, to those of you who are gathered here today to remember and celebrate his life of faith, as well as to mourn its earthly end, and especially to you, Marilyn, and also to you, Kim and Carla, and to the rest of your family as well. Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. In the gospel reading that we just heard from Matthew chapter 11, we hear about this moment where Jesus is in the middle of this really busy stretch of ministry. He's going all around the Sea of Galilee. He's going from town to town. He's got all of his disciples and other followers in tow, and they just go from one place to the next to the next. And he's preaching God's word, and he's performing these miracles. He's healing people, and it's really an amazing time. And in the middle of all of that really busy, really, you would imagine, exhausting ministry, he says these words in verse 28, which I'll go ahead and read again. "Come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." It's a wonderful moment. This moment where Jesus basically says to everyone around him, it's okay. It's okay to be tired. It's okay to be worn out. Come to me, and you will receive a much needed break. And here we are in this church today, reflecting upon the earthly life of a man who barely knew the meaning of taking a break. Ronnie Jolliffe was one of the most hardworking individuals that you could ever meet. Whether you're talking about his farming, his railroad career, his military service, his devotion to his family, I mean, the list can go on and on and on. This is a man who did not like sitting around. He didn't like being idle. I know from my personal conversations with him over the last several months how he was just chomping at the bit to get out into the field, to get on the tractor, to not just sit around, lie around, twiddling his thumbs while he fought cancer. He wanted to be out there. My last good conversation that I had with him in the hospital, it was clear that in spite of his weakness, in spite of his exhaustion, the planting season was still the thing that was at the top of his mind. He was telling me all about how wet this spring had been, how the farmers really want to get their corn into the ground, and he was right there in the bed. He can't even walk, and he's telling me he wishes he was out there right now. That's just kind of the guy he was. But the Lord, in his infinite wisdom, decided last Wednesday that it was time for Ronnie to enter into some well-deserved rest. Rest from his labors, and also rest and reprieve from the toll that that terrible disease had taken upon his body. And it's a blessing. What a blessing it is for us to know that while Ronnie's body will lie resting here in this casket until the day that Jesus returns, that his soul has already been refreshed and restored. And right now, right as I'm speaking, Ronnie has more energy than he ever had here on earth. And if you know Ronnie, that's saying something. That's amazing. So we're gathered here reflecting upon these 79 years of earthly life that our Lord graciously gave to him, and the time within those 79 years that he also gave to us to share with Ronnie. And as we do so, we are right now in the last week of the Easter season. The banner, the Easter banner that says "He has risen" is still up over my shoulder back here. And we are still celebrating the victory that our Lord Jesus Christ won over death and the grave. And we heard that in the first hymn that we sang together, the classic Easter hymn, the Easter anthem, "Jesus Christ is risen today." And we're still saying, "Alleluia, Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia." that we are still able to do the same thing today that Ronnie was doing, especially toward the end of his life. We are able to rejoice even in the midst of our sufferings. We are able to trust in our God even in the midst of grief and pain. Because this Easter season reminds us that we already know the end of the story. And death, whether you're talking about the death of Jesus on the cross, or you're talking about the death of any Christian, the death of this beloved husband, father, and grandfather, death does not get the final say. The tomb was empty on Easter morning, and that means joy, that means hope, that means eternal life for Ronnie and for all of us. Jesus is alive, Ronnie is alive, you are alive too, because the righteousness of your Savior covers over all of your sin. There's nothing that can take that away from you. Not even when one day you breathe your last the way that Ronnie did last Wednesday. Nothing, not even death, can separate you from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. And Ronnie knew this, and he believed it wholeheartedly. And it was because of that faith that he had in his risen Savior that led him to live a life that was full of service to his Lord, service to his country, service especially to his family, to you, Marilyn, over 56 years of marriage together, life of service, of course, to his daughters and grandchildren as well. He was so thankful for all of the people that the Lord placed in his life. And he showed that gratitude by putting their needs before his own. I think his military service is just a wonderful example of that. Answering the call to serve in Vietnam, knowing full well that there was a chance that he wasn't going to make it back home. And yet I know that that bravery was rooted in Christian faith. We actually have evidence of this. If you look at the first page of your bulletin at the top, you see that it says that Ronnie was baptized in 1967, and that's all it says. There's no other more specific information there. It doesn't give you an exact date, it just has the year, 1967. And I thought, you know, that's kind of unusual for our church records, because we tend to be a little meticulous and German around here in our record keeping. So I had to dig into that a little bit further, and I found in the Jolliffe family membership file a little note that said that the reason for that is because Ronnie was baptized in Vietnam by an army chaplain there. And Marilyn, you filled in a little bit more of the detail for me the other day, that Ronnie had not been baptized as a child. And so when he goes off to war, his Lutheran sweetheart back home was more than a little concerned about that. And so Ronnie decided to get baptized on the other side of the planet. Yes, of course, because he wanted to receive the promises of God, eternal life and salvation, but also because he wanted to bring you comfort. He wanted you to know that everything was going to be okay, no matter what, that God had him in his hands. And that's just one example of all the ways that Ronnie lived with other people in mind first. Those of you who were here for the visitation last night, you got to see there was a big screen up here, and there were all kinds of pictures that you could see of these moments that Ronnie shared with his loved ones. And I know even though the screen is down, we still have so many of these pictures still on display up here in the front of the sanctuary. And as you look at all of these pictures, these snapshots, these moments, you just see little snippets of the hours that he spent with his grandchildren, going to all sporting events and different extracurricular activities, times that he spent with other friends, right, lending hand whenever people were in need, hours that he spent being with other people, even just speaking for myself. I know when I would go and visit Ronnie at home, or when I would go to see him in the hospital, I knew that he wasn't feeling good. I knew he was feeling weak and tired, and yet he wasn't focused on that. He wasn't focused on himself. He would often ask how I was doing, how things were going at church, how things were going in my family, how are things going with my kids. That's what he was focused on, other people, living for others. And like I said, all of this is directly related to his faith in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. The reason why Ronnie was called to serve people around him is because he knows that Jesus first lived in service to each and every one of us. That second reading that we heard from Romans, especially the portion that came from Romans chapter 14, St. Paul reminds us in verse 7, he says, none of us lives to himself, and none of us dies to himself. So we were created by our Heavenly Father to live in community with one another and to be the hands and feet of Christ in this world, to love our neighbor as ourselves, which means sacrifice, right? It means we sacrifice time and talents and treasures. We help those who are in need. Paul says that if we live, we live to the Lord. And if we die, we die to the Lord. So everything begins and ends with the Lord. Everything begins and ends with the Lord. That is just a really great summary of the life of Ronnie Jolliffe. On that day when he was baptized in Vietnam, he belonged to the Lord. And when he came home and married Marilyn, together in this sanctuary, you proclaimed that you belonged to the Lord together. And when Kim and Carla were born, he brought you both to the baptismal font and proclaimed there that you belonged to the Lord too. And when he made the decision on his own to meet with Pastor Curring secretly and receive adult instruction and be confirmed as a Lutheran and join this church in 1975, that's when he also stood here and proclaimed that he belonged to the Lord. And 50 years later, keep going back to this visit I had with him a couple weeks ago as his body was shutting down, and I was able to give him communion one last time. And he desired the body and blood of Christ because he knew that he belonged to the Lord. So today, as we're gathered here for his funeral, we know and we believe without a doubt that Ronnie today belongs to the Lord. And so do we. Which means that we are going to be reunited with Ronnie again someday. And with all those who also belong to the Lord and have gone before us into heaven. So on a day like today, we need to hear those words of Jesus too. It's okay. It's okay to be tired. It's okay to have burdens. It's okay to need to take a break. But we hear him say, come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. And thanks be to God, we know that in him alone we will always find true rest for our souls. In his most holy and precious name, amen. Now may the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, guard and keep your hearts and minds in true faith in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. Please stand for prayer. Let us pray to the Lord our God and Father, who raised Jesus from the dead. Almighty God, you have knit your chosen people together into one communion in the mystical body of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Give to your whole church in heaven and on earth your light and your peace, Lord, and your mercy. Grant that all who have been baptized into Christ's death and resurrection may die to sin and rise to newness of life, and so pass with him through the gate of death and the grave to our joyful resurrection. Lord, in your mercy. Grant that all who have been nourished by the holy body and blood of your Son may be raised to immortality and incorruption to be seated with him at your heavenly banquet. Lord, in your mercy. Give to the family of Ronnie Jolliffe and to all who mourn comfort in their grief and a sure confidence in your loving care, that casting all their sorrow on you, they may know the consolation of your love. Lord, in your mercy. Give courage and faith to the bereaved, that within the communion of your church they may have strength to meet the days ahead, in the assurance of a holy and certain hope, and in the joyful expectation of eternal life with those they love who have departed in the faith. Lord, in your mercy. Help us, we pray, in the midst of things we cannot understand, to believe and find comfort in the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Lord, in your mercy. Receive our thanks for Ronnie and for all the blessings you bestowed on him in this earthly life. Bring us at last to our heavenly home, that with him we may see you face to face in the joys of paradise. Lord, in your mercy. O God of all grace, you sent your Son, our Savior Jesus Christ, to bring life and immortality to light. We give you thanks that by his death he destroyed the power of death, and by his resurrection he opened the kingdom of heaven to all believers. Strengthen us in the confidence that because he lives, we shall live also, and that neither death nor life, nor things present nor things to come, will be able to separate us from your love, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Taught by our Lord and trusting his promises, we are bold to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. I am the resurrection and the life, says the Lord. He who believes in me will live even though he dies, and whoever lives and believes in me will never die. Lord, now you let your servant go in peace. Your word has been fulfilled. My own eyes have seen the salvation which you have prepared in the sight of every people, a light to reveal you to the nations and the glory of your people Israel. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. I am the resurrection and the life, says the Lord. He who believes in me will live even though he dies, and whoever lives and believes in me will never die. The Lord be with you. Let us pray. Lord God, our shepherd, you gather the lambs of your flock into the arms of your mercy and bring them home. Comfort us with the certain hope of the resurrection to everlasting life and a joyful reunion with those we love who have died in the faith. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Let us bless the Lord. to God. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen. Let us go forth in peace in the name of the Lord. Amen. This time the congregation may be seated. We have some special words of remembrance which have been prepared by Reagan. So I'm going to ask Reagan and her dad to come forward at this time and share those with us.
Thank you, Pastor. Hello, I'm Tyler Reeder. This is Reagan Reeder. Ronnie was my uncle. My wife and Lincoln out there, and we did a lot of praying for Ronnie and the family, both for peace and salvation. And so, with that being said, I'll kind of cap everything off in there. Reagan wrote a special prayer for my uncle Ronnie, her great uncle, all by herself. And we just thought it was precious and it should be shared out loud. So she's going to read it to you today. Ready, Reagan?
A prayer for Uncle Ronnie. Thank you for sending Uncle Ronnie to heaven. Thank you for loving Uncle Ronnie. And thank you for loving all of us. I can't wait to see Uncle Ronnie in heaven again. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you so much, Reagan. That was wonderful. And with that, we will close with our final hymn today, which is number 744, Amazing Grace.